Stonehenge.
Stonehenge.
Bridget's the best at that. Hey, what do you... Oh, you gotta get...
Don't worry about it.
Ben's just everyone not, speak up so I can hear you.
Ben's not plugged in.
Oh, are you not plugged in? Oh, you're good. No. I can hear everybody. You all sound really
great.
Good.
We're still we're okay. Playing musical chairs with the mic, okay. With the ear.
How's that? The headphones. With all the dancing, the headphones ended up in the wrong.
We just had a bona fide dance sesh.
Dance party.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Son of a Biscuit. That's really nice.
Not a cookie. A southern biscuit.
Okay, you're still listening to Stonehenge. We are here for 20 hours, which signifies 20 years of Chris DJing the show, not the length of the show existing, because the show has been around since
1978,
which means it is 44 years old, but we're not doing 44 hours. We're doing 20 hours because Chris has been doing the show for 20 years.
Or 46.
Hopefully that's clear.
One more time for the...
So spread the word.
Seats in the back.
So, yeah. 20 years have elapsed, but that does not necessarily define one thing nor the other.
No.
Stonehenge is beyond time and space. So if you're listening now, you also are beyond time and space.
Urban spaceman.
Yeah. Because I think I've been listening back to a lot of repeats or old shows that were recorded from 10, 15 years ago, and it sounds exactly the same. It's beyond time and space. Although I may be a octave higher.
Now or then?
Yeah, your voice.
Then, yeah.
Then. A bit more shrill, a bit more anxious about things.
Yeah, you're pretty laid back tonight, Ben.
Really?
Yeah.
You had those tight pants back then.
I did have tight pants back then. It's really true.
It was the look back then in your defense. That was the look.
It's true. The open outfits is, yeah, I mean, I was being clenched in all kinds of directions.
Because your voice did change, like when you would... Undo the button and unzip them a little bit.
Just immediately sink.
Your voice changed a little
like
bit.
Isaac Hayes, from Curtis Mayfield to Isaac Hayes.
Oh my God.
All right, so let's do the tracks. You just heard, you just heard us talking, but before that was 2,000 Light Years From Home by a little band called the Rolling Stones from their best album, Satanic Majesty's Request. What?
The Fan.
Oh, The Fan.
Oh, The Fan.
There we go.
There you go. More bow, less fan.
I thought there was water running somewhere.
Yeah, we're doing a live outside broadcast from a
babbling brook.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an idea. Down the road.
Babbling brook, Dave. I mean, that is too. That is. But we can't even get into that. Yeah, from a weir. So yeah, from their best album, Satanic Majesty's Request, that was the Rolling Stones, 2,000 Light Years From Home. Tintern Abbey, before that, from the single B-side, that was the B-side, called B-side. Tintern Abbey, I think, were the finest psychedelic rock band, except for the Pink Floyd. Before that, Ultimate Spinach, from their self-titled debut album, Ballad of the Hip Death Goddess. Thank you, Chris, for turning me onto that. Fond memories of you. Go-go dancing to that throughout the years. Before that, The Pretty Things from Get the Picture. We heard LSD, my favorite song about LSD. I don't know about that, but it is my favorite song called LSD. Before that, Small Faces from Ogden's Nut Gone Flake and The Journey. That was the single version from the album. And before that, The Deviants from Patoof, their debut LP. West London Represent, that was I'm Coming Home. Before that, The Master's Apprentices from Australia, from the LP Choice Cuts, that was Easy to Lie. And we started the super long set with the MC5 from the album High Time and Baby Won'tcha. And I most certainly will.
Mm-hmm. Chris, he was staring at you when he asked you that. So, won't you?
Baby, won't you start the automation?
I will. I will. Dave, anything else from you?
I got nothing to add. We're what, 6 hours deep now?
Yeah, pretty much.
To
yeah.
Go.
Yep. Six down, 14 to go.
Mm.
Yep. Keep those donations coming in.
I'm going to put a new roof on this show.
Install a new HVAC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a cheap shot.
The number of the station is...
If you want the sound of the fan to go away.
My Cash App is... Mm-hmm.
All right, well, do not go anywhere.
Though we are.
Yeah. We're going to catch a little shut-eye. Try as we might. We talked to some medical personnel nearby. We called them in, and they were like, no, you better go lay down for a little bit.
They said, your sanity is hanging by a thread as it is.
It is, so.
You have to sleep.
There's a lot left in us. So if you're listening, if you're not listening, I want to talk to you. And if you're listening, keep listening.
Keep the faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're listening, there's 14 hours left in us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
But some of it might be pre-recorded.
Might be.
It's up to you to work that out.
They'll have to sniff that out.
Yeah, they'll be asking for requests at some point.
They'll say, wait a minute, does Ben's voice sound suddenly higher?
If Ben is wearing tighter pants, it's an earlier show. Oh, well. All right,
these
cool.
aren't loose.
Yeah, I was going to say, your pants could be considered tight tonight.
But not against 2008.
That sounds like a song right there. your pants could be considered tight tonight.
Satanic Majesty's B-sides, though, are not released. All right,
let's go in a park and write that song out.
Okay, by a babbling brook.
All right. So you are listening to 91.1 WREK Atlanta, and also now, or in the future, on 94.7 The Pulse.
Geelong, Australia.
Geelong,
God's country.
I love it. We need to head over there. We should go over there and do a
show.
We should
go
there.
To Geelong. They would be treated like kings. It'd be like Mad Max Fury Road.
I don't know. We'll have to ask them. If we could. I'm only going if I could be treated like a king.
Like just a feudal
free
king.
Flight, I'd be okay.
Not like a contemporary king, like a medieval king. Yeah. Just do whatever
like
you want.
Like a man who would be king.
To anyone.
Tight pants and all. All right.
This is a great send-off right now. I'm loving this.
We've just put everybody, half the listeners are asleep now. Here we go. Stay with us, people. I've just shut down two of the mics.
Oh, I'm still here?
I'm down to the one mic left.
It's you.
And this is Mike.
You are listening to the Stonehenge WREK Takeover. 20 hours of non-stop Stonehenge to celebrate 20 years of Chris and his co-hosts bringing you the best underground classic rock in the universe. You're currently listening to a show that was originally broadcast live in March 12, 2010. Join us tomorrow morning where we pick up for live Stonehenge all the way through Saturday until 4 p.m.
You are listening to WREK Atlanta.
Here we
it's
are.
Time for a little bit of Stonehenge. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening.
We're going to get straight into it. This by fire is Father's Name Was Dad. You are listening to WREK Atlanta.
The kids live the world of building bricks. And everything you say is play, and that's how you should treat it. And everyone is high until there's something needs to know. That's when you should stay, that's not the time to go.
Dancing to the hum of a sunny young tune. Ella, mental child. Yeah, Ella, mental child. Hold the glove of gold behind you, love the glove of truth.
Thanks. for dinner? What do you want for dinner? What do you want for dinner? Food, I replied, but the cow-like eyes unchanging as she tries to force from me the knowledge of the things I like, so as to subject me to an era of the things I like, till I am mortally tired of it, screaming for a change. Even a kipper! All kippers!
Thank you. granted I can be bad, but I'm well, but I'm well, but I'm mental. I give Enbridge air right now.